The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, I'm going to develop neck problems. I've got some back and leg issues, but I'm going to develop neck problems if I keep reading things on the internet where I just shake my head and go, "What? What?" Oh, my goodness. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour of the program, and here's my telephone number, which, by the way, hasn't changed since yesterday, but I thought I'd give it to you. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. This is a story about Wayfair, wayfair.com. And by the way, I'm not knocking the company by any means. Joy and I have bought a few things from Wayfair. Well, she's probably bought several things I don't know about. But there have been at least a few things that I've been aware of that we have purchased from Wayfair. So this is not a criticism of the company, but the employees. Now, I don't know whether it came off, but today, the employees at their headquarters in where is their headquarters? I just saw it. Copley Square. Where is that? Is that New York? I don't know. But anyway, wherever their headquarters is, they were planning a massive employee walkout today at 1:30 p.m. Yep. Here's the headline. Wayfair walkout. This is from, by the way, this is from USA Today. Wayfair walkout. Employees stage protest over companies selling goods to detention camps. Okay, let me read you the story and then you try to at least attempt to interpret what's going on. Here's the story. Employees of online furniture retailer Wayfair are planning to walk out of their jobs Wednesday. Now, this was posted late last night. Wednesday, to protest the company's refusal to stop selling beds and other home goods to be used in camps for detained migrants. Now, that's a double negative, so that's somewhat poor journalism. But let me read it to you again. Employees of online furniture retailer Wayfair are planning to walk out of their jobs to protest the company's refusal to stop. Refusal to stop selling beds and other home goods to be used in camps for detained migrants. A spokesman for the employees said, quote, "The United States government and its contractors are responsible for the detention and mistreatment of hundreds, possibly thousands of migrants seeking asylum in our country. We want that to end." Okay, first and foremost, what are we supposed to do? Just open the border? Now, we already know that there are diseases rampant in these detention camps that we haven't seen in America for years, in some cases, decades. So diseases are coming into the country that we have not seen for years. We know that there are criminals and gang members coming in. How many? We don't know. Are they the majority? No, of course not. But we know that there is a good number of criminals and gang members among those thousands and thousands of illegal immigrants down on our southern border. So do we just open the door? And I'm wondering how many of these Wayfair employees would say, you know what? That's just terrible that we're putting all of these illegal immigrants into detention camps. We are going to volunteer our houses. We will open our doors. We will welcome these immigrants into all of our homes. Are you kidding me? So that's the first part, which is nuts. It says, we want that to end. And that's detention, stopping people who are coming into our country illegal. We want that to stop. Quote, we also want to be sure that Wayfair has no part in enabling, supporting, or profiting from this practice. Now, their complaint goes on to talk about how horrible, how terrible the conditions are in these detention camps. The people are sleeping on floors. People have no beds. Are you ahead of me? Are you ahead of me? Where is the U.S. government buying many of the beds? They're buying them from Wayfair. So in other words, the company Wayfair is selling beds to the U.S. government at a discounted price so people won't have to sleep on the floor. So Wayfair is actually a part of the answer. So on one hand, these employees of Wayfair are saying, we got to stop people from sleeping on the floor. This is terrible. It's horrible. And we want you to stop selling beds. Say what? You're complaining because people don't have beds? And you're demanding that the company that you work for stop providing beds. Like I said, I'm going to have neck problems because I read this and I'm just shaking my head going, are you serious? Oh, my goodness. We have so many mind-numbed robots in America today. Now, they're not just on the left, but I think they're far more on the left than on the right. You know, whatever somebody tells them, you know, whatever, some union organizer or somebody else, we should not be selling beds.
Really?
No, we should not be selling beds because people are sleeping on the floor. Most reasonable people would say, well, if the problem is they're sleeping on the floor and we're selling them beds, aren't we part of the answer? Isn't that a good thing? That would be a reasonable person. That would be someone who actually thinks. But we are losing here in America, we are losing the ability to think for ourselves. And that's why my mantra is be an LTD. Listen, think. Discern from a biblical worldview, of course. But think, people. Think. Don't believe everything you hear or read or see. So, again, they are protesting because people in these detention camps are sleeping on the ground. With that in mind, can I read the first sentence to you again? Employees of online furniture retailer Wayfair are planning to walk out of their jobs Wednesday to protest the company's refusal to stop selling beds and other home goods to be used in camps for detained migrants. So the U.S. government is trying to buy beds and other home goods to make these people comfortable, and the employees of Wayfair are protesting. Because Wayfair is trying to help people sleep in a bed. Oh, my goodness. What wacky, crazy times we're living in. All right. Now, by the way, I applaud the company Wayfair. Evidently, they just got a bunch of nutty employees. All right. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And I welcome you. Welcome you back to Bob Burney Live. This article should be of concern, I think, to most reasonable people in America. It is a lengthy 8-page poll from Pew Research Center. And the headline, this is out yesterday. Headline, stark partisan divisions in Americans' views of socialism and capitalism. Now, this absolutely defies common sense. Before I begin, let me make a suggestion. Do a search. I don't know whether you want to do Google or not, particularly after I tell you a couple of stories that I have for you today that may cause great concern about Google. But anyway, do an internet search, whatever your search engine, and just type in the words deaths, D-E-A-T-H-S, deaths under socialism. And then do deaths under communism. Because socialism and communism are first cousins. They are different. They are slightly different. There's no doubt about it. But they are first cousins. So do deaths under socialism, deaths under communism. And then you might want to do poverty under socialism. And just look at what comes up. You know, just look at what comes up. And then think about the changing attitude towards socialism here in America. There are few governmental schemes that are responsible for more deaths of innocent people than socialism and communism. Look no further than Venezuela. Look at Cuba, socialism there. Just do an objective, and I mean that, objective search of the suffering, the death, the poverty, the anxiety that is a result of socialism and communism. And then think about this. Subtitle of this Pew Research poll, or study, it's not a well, yeah, it's a poll. Most Republicans strongly reject socialism. Democrats are much more positive. People are forgetting history. And I won't, you know, I've told the story about my trips to Moldova when, the first time I went, it was shortly after the fall of the Soviet Union. Communism was a dirty word. Russia was a dirty word. Socialism was a dirty word. Nobody had anything positive to say about communism, socialism, or Russia. Now, I'll be going to Moldova in just a few weeks, and there was a love affair going on with many of the people of Moldova with both communism, socialism, not both, communism, socialism, and Russia. They have forgotten. All right. Here are some of the results. Percentage of people who say they have this impression of socialism. All right. First of all, this is total. Republicans, independents, Democrats, everybody. This is general population in America today. Concerning socialism, 55% of Americans have a negative view of socialism. 32% say very negative, 23% say somewhat negative. On the positive side, 42% of Americans have a positive view of socialism. 42% say what? A positive view of socialism in America? 42%. 34% say they have a somewhat positive, 9% very positive. All right, then we get into the partisanship. Republicans, 84% of Republicans have a negative view of socialism. 63% very negative. 21% somewhat negative. On the positive side, 15% have a positive view. That's 12% somewhat positive, and only 3% of Republicans have a very positive view of socialism. What about Democrats? You ready for this? Of Democrats, only 33% of Democrats have a negative view of socialism. 7% very negative, 26% somewhat negative. But get this. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? This is today, 2019, brand new Pew Research poll. Democrats, 65% of Democrats have a positive view of socialism. 51% somewhat, 14% very. Put it together, 65% of Democrats have a positive view of socialism. That's why you know, Bernie Sanders, crazy Bernie, an avowed socialist. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, very, very socialistic. And they're doing well in the polls among Democrats. What? Then we go to capitalism. Republicans, 78% have a positive view of capitalism. Democrats, 55%. Okay. So isn't that bizarre that Democrats have a majority of Democrats have a positive view of socialism and a positive view of capitalism? They don't work together. They're exclusive of each other. And yet, Democrats, and this is what I keep telling you, most Democrats don't think. They don't think. They don't use their brain. How can you be positive for socialism and capitalism? They're mutually exclusive. You ready? Only 9% of Democrats have a very positive view of capitalism. Only 9%, 46% somewhat positive. We are in a battle for the future of our country. And you know, every election for the last, I don't know, the last 30 years, this next election is the most important election of our lifetime. I know we've said that every presidential election for the last 30 years, but it is really true, this election. If Democrats get control of the House, the Senate, and the White House, America will probably never be the same. And if you listen to my program, I stay as far away as I can from sensationalism. I reject it. I don't involve myself in sensationalism. Many, many Democrats in America today have a love affair with a system of government that is responsible for unspeakable poverty and deaths. If you don't believe me, check it out. Again, just do an independent, objective search. Socialism and death. Socialism and poverty. Just look it up. Just check it out. Wow. Hey, folks, racism is alive and well in certain pockets of America. I got an editorial in my hand that is clear proof racism is alive and well.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.